Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, Watford's controversial sacking policy. After they lost 1-0 to Leeds United at the weekend, Watford sacked their manager, Cisco Munoz.
Well, it's been a bit of a nail-biter in the end for Marcelo Bielsa and Leeds United. But the cheers that ring out around Elland Road tell you that they have won for the first time in 7 games in the Premier League.
He'd lasted just 10 months in the job. And Munoz wasn't happy with Watford's owner Gino Pozzo either. He wrote on social media that it was a conclusion he neither expected nor wished for. And his sacking was a surprise. After he took the job in December 2020, he steered Watford to promotion to the Premier League. He'd not had a bad start to life in the top flight either. His side had earned 7 points from their first 7 games, and that's usually about what's expected for a newly promoted team.
It's a shocking decision, really, isn't it? I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's just showing why Watford have got no class. Getting rid of a manager after, you know, sort of 6 games they've had already. They're 14th. When I saw that they'd sacked him, I had to have another look at the Premier League table and think, are they bottom or something? Why are they making that decision already? And
I looked and I'm thinking, Watford's statement hinted that it wasn't the results themselves that had caused them concern. They said recent performances strongly indicate a negative trend. But when you look at Gino Pozzo's track record for hiring and firing managers, it's no surprise at all that he pulled the trigger at the first hint of trouble and appointed the experienced Claudio Ranieri instead. Jack Kitson, who runs a website dedicated to managerial changes called The Sack Race, tells us more.
So obviously the length of Ranieri's contract, 2 years, has raised a lot of questions. That's like a Sir Alex Ferguson amount of time for a Watford manager, 2 years. Obviously, no manager under the Pozzos has ever reached 2 years. You have to go back to Malky Mackay, 2009-2011, which of course preceded their arrival. Yes, and Ranieri as well hasn't managed 2 years in a job since Monaco, I believe, which was about 7 years ago. And a few of his recent
Since he took over the club in June 2012, Pozzo has sacked 14 managers. That's one every 30 matches on average, not even a full season. But it must be said that he's no cowboy owner. Pozzo has implemented a strong international scouting network at Watford, and he increased the club's revenue to a record £148 million in 2019. Even with their strict sacking policy, under Gino Pozzo, Watford have earned 2 promotions to the Premier League, an FA Cup semi-final and an FA Cup final.
Here's Hogg! Deeney! Do not scratch your eyes! You are really seeing the most extraordinary finish here! It almost mirrors the final day! With the very last kick of this playoff semi-final, Troy Deeney wins it for Watford and sends them to Wembley.
The season that ended in 2019 was their best ever. They earned 50 points and finished 11th in the Premier League. You can't help but wonder though, is all the chopping and changing really healthy for a football club? And why does Gino Pozzo pull the trigger so frequently? The answer lies with his father, Gianpaolo Pozzo. He's owned the Italian club Udinese since 1986. The family owned Spanish club Granada in the past too. Since 2014, Pozzo Senior has made 11 sackings. Watford made 8 in the same period of time. In Italy, this policy is a lot more commonplace. Former Palermo owner Maurizio Zamperini famously made 11 managerial changes in just 2 seasons. And while Giampaolo Pozzo has made a lot of changes at Udinese, they've not been relegated to Serie B since 1994. They own their own stadium, which is rare in Italy. They also discovered Alexis Sanchez through their scouting network and even qualified for the Champions League in 2011. So Gino Pozzo is simply following his father's blueprint at Watford, and it does seem to work for them on some levels. It's not just Watford who frequently sack managers either. Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich is perhaps the most famous example of a strict hiring and firing policy.
Obviously helps having buckets of money and some of the best players around, but it's worked for Chelsea. I mean, they've been incredible, haven't they, over the last 16 or so years, winning so many trophies, not just domestically, but he's got a couple of Champions Leagues.
Chelsea have obviously been successful, but it's sometimes a sign of dysfunction. Nottingham Forest have made 20 managerial changes since 2011. They went from third in the Championship in 2010 to a series of disappointing finishes, as low as 21st in 2017. Fans of these clubs have had to adjust. They know that they can't get too attached to a particular manager. And the Pozzo family have turned the concept of stability in football on its head. The usual view is that keeping a manager in the long term gives a club a stable foundation. You only need to look at the fortunes of Manchester United before and after Sir Alex Ferguson left to see an example of that. But Gino Pozzo has proved that Watford won't wait around to let one manager's poor results drag their club down. They won't see their work off the pitch undone. They will cut the manager adrift at the first hint of trouble. For them, it's a way of creating stability from instability. So while Watford may never be world beaters, they do seem to be in safe hands, despite Gino Pozzo's aggressive sacking policy.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.